Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hinton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
the U of I ally and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver. Mark Kernan.
You, Mark Carmen,
yeah.
You're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
That is what is known as a blowout, convincing the Bears getting it done 41-9. There's 2 minutes to go in the game. I guess we're but the game's been over since about 12:30.
It was over the minute the Bears had the two turnover pick sixes, the fumble, and then the the pass interference slash interception.
Amen.
From that point on, game was over.
I can tell you something. What do you think the viewing audience was on this game in the second half? Maybe 10, maybe 12 people?
No, I think Bear
about 15,
fans.
15, maybe 20.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ed. Bear fans are embracing what's happening, right? Let's be honest. When was the last time we could say the Bears were 5-3?
Well, I'll tell you when it was.
2005?
2013 under Trestman, I believe.
Right?
Am I not correct?
You are, and then the second half of the season did not go the way they wanted.
And then they fired his butt.
Yeah, that same year they fired him. Right.
Just hold it a second.
Not so fast, my friend.
They are 5-3. 5-3
is
5-3, OB.
Yeah, OB. They're 5-3,
yeah.
And they are going into a heavy schedule.
I have an answer for you. Since you guys got us a step away from the Super Bowl, okay, we got about, what, 8 more games to go?
Yes.
And then
the Super Bowl.
Start your hooing and on.
Right? Isn't
it's game to game, one at a time.
It always
Congratulations
is.
Congratulations to the Bears. They did it. They won in convincing fashion, and they played this team. I go, my God.
Look, it's not their fault. It's not their fault that Buffalo sucks. Let's just call it, guys.
It's not their fault.
They said that.
Suck.
Yeah, hey,
they're horrible.
I understand
Can
that.
I say suck? Is suck okay?
Suck's okay.
Okay. All right. So I make sure I can say it, right?
Yeah, no, you're good,
After you said it.
Is blow okay, too? They blow? Is that better?
No.
Really, really bad,
What's
I think,
worse?
Is the best politically
How about they got their backside kicked?
Okay, they're really awful. How's that?
Perhaps the worst team in the NFL right now.
Having said that, not the Bears' fault.
They
played, and they beat the crap out of this team that had no business being on the field.
And you know what? To the credit of the Chicago Bear organization. Yeah, nobody wants to go to Buffalo, OB. Nobody wants to go up there and play a game. I mean, there's nothing to prove. There's only downside. You lose, everybody in the world is going to laugh at you. Now, that being said, even with Trubisky struggling, and we're going to get into this, there's lots of levels to the onion we're going to peel today. But at the bottom line, end of game, it's 41-9 Bears. Pull off a win and get to 5-3, and a month from now, nobody cares.
Right. Or 2 weeks from now, nobody cares.
Tomorrow morning.
Right, yeah.
Hey, it's on, and bring on the Detroit Lions. They're the stumble bums we're going to play
they're
next.
They're stinkos, too. So, I mean, look, this Bears team is poised to just, if they just play average, they're going to play in the playoffs, guys. Let's don't kid ourselves.
The one thing here is that, what they're playing, whether week in or week out, they're playing good enough to win. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And Trubisky, like today, I think maybe out of all his throws, or what was his what did he have?
He's 12 for 20 right now with 2 minutes to go in the game for 135 yards.
130, and we're winning 41-9.
I'm just saying,
my defense created most of the turnovers and set up the scores.
But here's the point. The point is that they're winning. Congratulations to the Bears, the Bears organization. Okay? They went in to play a team that is just god-awful, and they took care of business. I understand all the bounces, and they got all the calls and everything. But they went in there and they took care of business, and that is a damn good thing. Now we've got next three weeks we're playing against our division, our North Division. I think it's our North Division.
Yeah, Detroit, Minnesota, Detroit.
Okay, yeah.
That's where it goes. Detroit, Minnesota.
That's going to be three good games.
Three checkpoints. Three games in 12 days.
Three good checkpoints. But I am absolutely amazed that from week to week, the amount of breaks, penalties, and everything, and it's still going, and I think you guys will agree with me, the Bears are still getting every week after week. It's laughable. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but they didn't need any breaks. This was a terrible Buffalo team, and yes, the two turnovers
were in the beginning in the first quarter and the first half.
That's true.
Balls bounce, go straight up in the air. Here comes a Bear running by full speed and takes off. Come on. And those calls, are we going to talk about that one call?
Absolutely. Glenn? And this was on the interception that you're talking about where the ball caromed up and Eddie Jackson takes it the distance. I will tell you this. At the end of the day, you can only judge your performance, comparatively speaking, with your opponent. I mean, if I'm playing against a wet bag, what am I doing, right? So the point is, this Buffalo offense had not scored a touchdown in what was it, 27 possessions at one point in the fourth quarter. Finally, they get a fall down touchdown at the end. But the point is, this isn't the New England Patriots. This wasn't the Green Bay Packers. This was not an upper echelon game that we needed to muster all forces.
But they took care of business.
But the rest of the team took care of business. And you know what, folks? I'm sorry. We're still going to have to slice and dice on our little quarterback. He has got to be better. When you go into a game like that, you kind of expect somebody in the secondary or the receiver to drop a ball or the running back to maybe miss a blitz pickup. Your quarterback cannot be as bad as he was today, OB.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's why they get paid so much. They can't have a bad day.
He misfired on some of those passes. I mean, it was like I just looked and I turned it in. Who the hell was he throwing a ball to? I mean, that's how bad this guy throws.
He was sloppy. He was bad.
Well, let me tell you something. Again, we're 5-3, but I'm going to tell you what. I said it before about 2-3 weeks ago, and I said, mark my words, we will never win a Super Bowl with this kid at quarterback. He is not an accurate passer, and I don't think he ever will be. Why? Because you can't teach accuracy, and God isn't going to come down, tap him on his right arm, and say, now you're going to be fine. It's not going to happen.
Right now, though, you're 5-3. You just sat Khalil Mack for 2 weeks.
And he's going to be better, and he is a beast. He's a guy that creates turnovers, and they've been doing it without him out there. So, hey, Ed, I got news for you. There's a good chance this team could get to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they could win it, but there's a good chance this team at 5-3 can get there.
But wait. Why do I not believe that statement, Cousin? And I'll tell you. Let me throw some names out at you. Who's going to match up against Drew Brees? Who's going to match up against Jared Goff? I mean, there's a reason why this game here that's playing right now is the marquee game of the year thus far.
Our Bear defense is going to match up against those two guys.
Okay, who's rushing the passer?
It's not going to be our quarterback. I agree. Ed's right. But the quarterback is not going to win the Super Bowl for us. But this defense is good enough to get us
it.
That's all I'm saying.
It would have won it back when I played.
Right. Now, though.
Because of the rules. Because you could take everybody down. You could take the wideouts down. And that was for a great defense. And we had one of the greatest defenses in this league. And still to this day, I will stand behind that 63 team like you can't believe. We had some of the greatest players that ever played this game on our defense.
Right.
But what you need today, because of the rule change, you need a quarterback to lead you down the field in tight situations, late in the fourth quarter, whatever, that can take you down there. And the only way you can do it, just look what Aaron Rodgers. What was it, 38 seconds on the clock? He marched all the way down the field.
Yeah.
Right. Never missed a pass. But spot on. But this kid cannot do it. Sorry, folks.
But
he can't.
Here's reality. If – we manage that game better. And meaning our new rookie head coach runs the football in the second half instead of throwing it on third and one, we win that game against the Packers. They should have beat New England. So who out there can beat the Bears right now? Because
Glenn,
they could be 8-0 right
Glenn,
now. Am I right?
With the Packers, what were we winning? 23-0? 21-0?
20-0
in the first half.
Wait a minute.
You know what the Bears should have done, Glenn?
Run the ball.
They should have came out and buried them. All right, he played scared to death defense. He played not to lose. That's exactly what he did.
Right.
And Green Bay came out with a quarterback on one leg and beat us.
Right.
Why? Because he didn't go after those people in the second half.
He
did. You cut it any way you want. That's what happened.
No, he threw the ball instead of running the ball on third down. He had four third downs where he threw the damn ball and stopped the clock. You talk off 45 seconds over four times. What's the time there? Dan, do the math, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's almost 2 minutes.
It's almost 4 minutes or 2 minutes. So, game over. Rodgers doesn't get to go down and beat us. And that's my point.
Well, my point is you just made my point.
Okay. You're right. But they are 5-3.
There's an end zone down there that you got to put points on.
But that was – okay, but let's do a little big picture here. They've lost three games – by 11 points total. That was weak.
Now let me stop you right there.
Okay.
You know how many teams you could say that about?
Yeah, but
in the national football, go to another avenue. We could three teams by 11 points. You know how many teams you could go out there this year, year after year? How many times? Well, we lost five games by this amount. Why we lost? No, the fact is you lost the damn game.
Yeah, but OB, so where do you think they're going? What do you want to do with the season?
What do you mean what I want? I want them to win.
I understand.
Just like they won today.
But so you don't
congratulations
think...
Congratulations, they won.
I understand.
But what I'm trying to break out is some facts here.
Right, so you're saying that you don't think they have a chance to what?
Win the Super Bowl with this kid at quarterback? No.
I mean,
it's just a plain, simple statement I'm just making.
They're certainly not the favorite. The Rams are in the and the Saints are in the NFC. But other than that, you could throw everybody up in the air. I mean, you're not going to sit there and say that the Redskins, who lead the East, are anything special. The Packers are looking at 3-4 if they lose tonight to New England.
Right?
So
yeah.
I mean, I mean, you have the two at the top.
Minnesota's 5-3.
I want them to win. I want them to.
I know
get
you
there.
Do.
I said, are you guys deaf in this room? They'll never win a Super Bowl with this kid at quarterback. What the hell about that, don't you understand? Huh? That's what I said.
Okay.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but, you know, you could be very well right. I mean, I hate to say it. That's a stupid song that I just quoted, I think. You know,
I may be crazy, right?
But you might be right. But
we all want them to win. We all want them to get the Super Bowl.
They are exciting.
I'm telling you what I see. Is that quarterback is not going to win it for you if you get to the Super Bowl?
I won't argue with you on that because you're right. The way he's
today's
playing
rules.
Right now, you're right. But if we could get there, that's remarkable from where they were a year ago.
That's all
I'm saying. They're 5-3.
Chicago.
Yeah,
let's be excited about this.
We're playing the fight song when we come back, and we're all going to sing. All of us together.
I don't know the words.
This is good stuff. Glenn's got his ideas, Dan, me. You got yours, I got mine. That's what this show is about.
Ed's making his point.
100%.
And quit being a chicken and trying to run to the commercial. Let us fight.
Yeah, we're not fighting. We just all disagree on what we're saying.
Chicago's
even
team,
though we're all kind of saying the same thing.
It's 3-1.
It's exactly. Right,
we're
saying
the same thing just
but I'm saying when you get to that game.
Right. And you got to have a guy that can be accurate. 100%.
There's no question about it.
Yep.
3-1-2-9.
We got there in a roundabout way.
We did. I'm just happy they're 5-3 for crying out loud.
Too bad, Mark. Too bad. Just whoever you got to wait, tell them the way.
We're in first place. That's what I'm happy about.
And don't be wearing that Trubisky shirt in here after he throws that horrible interception.
Build something on it.
Wait a minute. I just saw this.
Yeah, Hamp just ripped off his shirt. He's got the guns out.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
We're on CLTV.
He's got the pipes going. Right,
Glenn,
now.
Hold it. He's glowing.
Yes. We turned off the lights. We can
the man
see him.
Is actually glowing.
312. I'm saying it. 312-981-7200. I understand.
You are just a good looking guy, so be quiet.
You beg. You want calls. I have to give the phone number.
Hey, good
it's
luck.
For
good
you.
Good looking guy.
He's got his
JCPenney
jacket on. He's looking good.
Hold on a second.
He is.
Hold on a second.
Did you leave your car on again and
Brooks
have it
Brothers.
Ripped? Hamp right there. You see that Mark Carmen? It's been made for me, Kyle.
How long did it take your mother to embroider that?
Wow. Wow. She's a great seamstress.
How long did it take your mother
like 20 minutes.
Wow. Supposedly she made cookies one time, but
we never saw it.
You know,
he only bought
that thing. He bought it at Kmart on a blue light special.
He
ran there. He's the first one in line.
This is a whole new level. I really appreciate it. Bears are winning the Super Bowl.
A 2-for-1 suit for $9.95 on aisle 13.
No,
Mark
it's 99 cents.
Chicago TV's. Chicago TV's most complete local election coverage is set in its decision 2018. In my coat. The races, the results, the reaction. Tuesday at 7, you should vote. Then you can watch your vote count on Chicago's
If you don't vote, though, you don't get to watch it.
We will kick your...
You don't get to watch it. You get to say nothing and don't march on the street if you don't vote, right? We all agree on that?
Kaz will pick you up.
He'll drive you there.
I won't.
In the Del Sol.
Listen, you know...
In the Del Sol, I can't pick up one guy.
In this great country, you got a chance to vote. You got to take advantage.
Do it.
You got to vote. Come win, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I don't care how
it goes.
Vote. If you don't vote, though, you don't march anymore. You shut your mouth and stay away because you didn't have the courage to place a vote.
Bears are 5-3. They're going to the Super Bowl. 720 WGN.
BU.